Work.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. We have 58 minutes left in transmission. I may even do a bit of overdrive today. Syndicated talk show host, a best-selling author, researcher, Steve Quayle, who just last Monday on air said he thinks a stage flu epidemic was in the works and that he had intel on that. And then look at what broke 4 or 5 days later. We've had a big 6.0 earthquake in Mexico City on top of things to make things even crazier. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor who runs a clinic in Mexico down there in Monterrey, at a huge conference at a 5-star hotel there at that medical city, one of the most lavish in the world. They fly from Saudi Arabia, you name it, the U.S., to go to that medical center. That's been shut down. They've been told, you fly out of the country. If you don't take this plane, we're going to put you on a bus and make you leave tomorrow. So all of that happening, the media hyping this, and then saying, well, this may not be it, but another big one is coming. Get ready. And then we know the last few big flus broke out at military bases, the one that killed 40 million in 1918, and the 1976 one they used for forced inoculations that killed a bunch of people. Steve Quayle, we're about to break, but thanks for joining us on short notice. What's your inside scoop on what's happening?
Well, Alex, your emergency broadcast Saturday night was very well timed because the same control mechanism that was set up in the air, Airborne Command for Martial Law, basically ordered a stand down of all HF frequencies with the military. In other words, this is not the big event. This is the initiating event. This is the igniter event that's going to push us right there. And I got to tell you, Alex, this is not just something that's going to go away, because with the World Health Organization and all the different shills and the mouthpieces for the CDC and mainstream news, remember, this is the agenda back in, I think you've already talked about this, but back in the Air Force study that was written in, 1996, that they were predicting that in 2009 yeah. there'd be a live H5N1 avian flu virus that would destroy 30 million people.
Yeah, let me stop you there. That was in my stack, and I got so busy in the last 3 hours, that was one of my top stories, and I never even got to it because I'm trying to not scare people. I'm trying to get some calm here, but I think people are owed to know the fact. This was written in March 5th, 2009, so a month and a half ago. Kurt Nemo, with links to the now declassified documents, U.S. Air Force study proposed a 2009 influenza pandemic for this time of year. So, Steve, we'll get your expert analysis on that straight ahead. Yeah. I got a bad feeling about all this, and I agree with Steve. This is the initiator for something big, as Homeland Security head chortled and said. Steve Quayle is our guest. Stay with us.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have been attempting in the last 3 hours and 8 minutes to just give you all sides, all angles, all possibilities. Did the Mexican government hike just a normal flu release to create fear, to kind of nip in the bud the revolution that was online to overthrow the government by this summer? Well, the problem is they're certainly using it for that. The problem here, though, is that this is three different flus, bird, pig, human mixed, from all over the world. It always comes out of Asia. And there's two different flu seasons in the world, their season and our season. It always comes from there, always. Now it's appeared in Mexico. The reports we're getting, and it's been confirmed by BBC and others, is there's a lot more deaths than they're saying, a lot more illnesses than they're saying. But flu does that. It kills 15,000 plus Americans every year and tens of thousands of Mexicans because they have less health care, even though there's less people down there. 100 million per capita, but more die down there. Other 100 million people, more than 15,000 die per year. You can pull up those numbers. But why are they hyping it so much then? I want to get Steve Quayle's take on this. Steve, you've got the floor. Break it down with your years of researching this, your sources, what you think's going on here.
Well, first of all, the 1918 Spanish flu virus was cultivated by cadavers when specific teams from Fort Detrick and other countries went to areas where the cadavers or the corpses would have been preserved. Now, Alex, I was the first guy, I'm only saying this to put things into perspective, to state that the reason this is being cultivated is to be integrated into a biological cocktail that would be released at a later date. Do you remember that? I said that on George Norrie. I said that on...
No, you've been saying that for over a decade everywhere.
Yes. So the point is that based on my information, listen, what most people don't understand is that the biological weapons now are race-specific, and I want to cover this. I don't know if you've already covered this, but about a decade ago, one of the most famous bioengineer scientists was arrested in South Africa who was working on race-specific gene-markered bioweapons. In other words, if they want to target whites, they can target whites. They want to target blacks, they can target blacks, Latinos, Mexicans, you name it.
And HIV has been reverse-engineered. That's why it's hundreds of times more deadly to blacks, especially because they have the coupler points for it to plug in on, and pure Northern Europeans do not even have it. That's why they've got studies in BBC just a few months ago about Italians, Southern Italians that have had a big African influx over the past few thousand years. Southern Italians are very susceptible to HIV, but Northern Italians, which are really Austrians basically, can't get it.
Absolutely. Now, here's what I want people to understand. Understand this, that you're going to be sent on a massive amount of mixed signals. Number one, it isn't genetically altered. Yes, it is. Nothing in nature has this. Now, Alex, this specific strain and the strain that will come thereafter and the mutant variations in between, imagine having tentacles on the ends of the genes that are basically able to grab any form of mutating viruses and or bacteria. This is how evil and sinister this is. And I think that people had better understand that this is not a trial run. This is the initiating run for the big run. We know this, and I got to touch on this because you need to hear this. On Saturday, when you were doing your emergency broadcast, the entire command and control for martial law goes up in an airborne command structure. They ordered...
That's the five doomsday planes, which they now admit were activated. They told folks Sunday morning and admitted they initiated the martial law control grid under the executive orders. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But what you don't know is that, well, you were on the air. The order went out to literally every single military... let's say asset that was on HF high frequency was told to get off. At the same time, every state's emergency communications network was activated. So when people think, Alex, that this is just a bunch of brouhaha that has no relevance, that's how serious it was. What people, you need to understand that what was going on Saturday night was the entire command and control structure ready to go at a moment's notice. Alex, what I'm concerned about first and foremost is this. No one has done more investigation in the public sector with the assets that are available than I have in the genetically altered modification of viruses. From the time mad cow first broke out, I said, listen, this is going to be used as a bioweapon prior to it being released in Great Britain. I said, when you've got guys down in New Guinea checking out the headhunters for the disease called Kuru, I said, you can bet your bottom line somebody's developed a bioweapon. The thing that concerns me the most is the art and antiquities guy in Mexico that died 12 hours later after shaking Barack Obama's hand. The fact that we don't know, the expedient nature of his death or how long he may have been exposed prior to dying is telltale to me. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 10 years ago, I wrote the book Breathe No Evil. And Alex, given the 96 report, given what's going on, given everything that's taking place, this is the traditional shot fired across the good ship lollipop USA, and people had better get serious. Now, here's something I think everybody's got to consider. If this is a specific race or genetic, a race-specific or a genetically marked targeted group of people, a friend of mine, Doug McIntosh, just sent me an email saying, Steve, Cinco de Mayo is coming up, and if it is the race-specific bioweapon, then remember this, Alex, all you would need is people who to gather in large groups across the country who are what would you say, specifically susceptible to this form of genetically altered virus, and the rest is going to be history. And listen, Alex, it's not you and I making up these numbers, 30 million, 40 million, 50 million. Ladies and gentlemen, what has been done is to supercharge three of the most virulent pathogens that have ever been genetically tweaked in the history of this world. This is absolutely no exaggeration that this thing is being put forth in its initial phase as the initiating trigger to whatever else is out there. I want to tell you something about chemtrails. They can poo-poo everything they want to poo-poo about it. But when chemtrails started having genetic binders incorporated into the barium and all the aluminum and everything else that they were spraying, the point that was obvious is that at some point, let's consider that a primary to a binary weapon, at some point when the chemtrails change, then the susceptibility of the systems, the human immune system that's been worn down by the initial chemtrail, can be activated. That's one point. Number two.
Well, that's what you and others have always said, what's the weapon system called where they give you half of it and then later give you the other half?
Well, it's a binary.
Yeah.
And so here's what's critical, too, in people understanding this. You can literally take the CDC's reports and go back to when the chemtrail spraying started, following it through to when all the reports of how many respiratory diseases, and I'm getting every day, with no exaggeration, 20, 30, 40 emails of people that are coming down with respiratory crud. Now, I think that this is...
Well, that's what this flu does, is it causes people to die, just like the 1918 swine flu or bird flu that killed so many.
Right.
Spanish flu, if I got the name right, that one hit the respiratory system.
Absolutely, but what is interesting to people is not only do they, when you're engineering a biological weapon, you absolutely, at the same time you are designing the weapon, you're designing the antidote or the vaccine, okay? The anti-weapon, whichever way it's going. If it's chemical warfare, it's an antidote. If it's biological, it's a vaccine. The thing that's telling to me in this whole thing, Alex, is the fact that the rapidity that it's spreading throughout the world. Now, I believe the Illuminati, the New World Order crowd, always gives their signals, okay? And one of the signals is there are 751 flights out of Mexico City a day to points around the world. That's the number 13. The first announcement coming out of New Zealand was that there were 13 people infected. If everybody knows their history of biological warfare, especially under the Second World War in Japan, you're dealing with Dr. Ishii and Unit 731, which some people said was more accurately called 751. Now, if you understand, too, the history of Mexico City and the whole Aztec Empire and everything, you've got to understand that there is a severe occult symbolism of meeting at the pyramids, of meeting at the key pyramid where more people were slain in a day than some armies were slain in a year of fighting in the world.
And listen, this is very esoteric, but I knew you would bring this up because I was already thinking this and we're on the same track. You know, when I talk about weather weapons, seismic weapons, people would laugh, but it's now been declassified, just not the details. Here is the news transcript, U.S. Department of Defense. If you Google DOD briefing, Secretary of Defense S. Cohen, earthquake weapons, it comes up, and here's the transcript of it, 1997. It's on screen right now. Let me... He goes on to see Alvin Toffler has written about this in terms of some scientists in their laboratories devised certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic specific so they could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races. And others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engaging engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. And this is what Dick Cheney then says in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. We want to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. You have a 6.0. They haven't had one of those in years. And it's right on Mexico City, right as all this is happening. And you're right. This is a satanic center. The elites are obsessed. This is all just getting too weird, Steve.
Well, can I tell you this, Alex? And I know that there are certain things that, you know, we're trying to cover, but the esoteric nature of it is the very spirit behind everything you've written about, Alex, everything you've broadcast about. though people see the literal nuts and bolts of how it's being implemented, when these individuals are meeting at the pyramids, when they're meeting at the sacrificial centers of the world, now that you've got the earthquakes happening, and don't forget one of the biggest volcanoes in the world is Popo, in the vicinity of Mexico City, I think the thing that people really have got to get through their head now is that they have to take an active role. You and I have taught them how to fish, but we can't put the fishing reel in their hand and point them to the water hole of knowledge. They've got to act. They have got to prepare. And, Alex, this esoteric nature of it is the spirit behind all of it. Listen, just as that represents Mexico City, represents the blood sacrifice capital of the world, the Luciferians were sending a signal that out of the blood sacrifice capital city of the world would go the ultimate Luciferian sacrifice of I don't know how many dead, but trust me, 50 millions on the light side. You and I have...
Stay there.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Quayle, I want to open the phones up for quick questions from Nathan, Leo, Bill, Dominic, JD, Nicolette, Sherry, Dave, Carter, George, Nathan, Morty. We're going to get a lot of calls in the next segment. Just quick questions or comments from all of them. And then get your take on it. We'll also put up on screen your website for folks as well. But, Steve, look, we know they use this type of hype to train everybody to take the vaccines, to take the Tamiflu, to take the drugs. The government's your friend. It gives you a little mask. But they leave our borders wide open while Europe is screening Americans and Mexicans that fly in. They're banning our food imports to Germany and Russia and England and others. I mean, if there's not something to this, it's a crime that they're hyping it up. And then we've got all the news of cover-ups of how many have really died. And then you look at this clearly engineered virus. The doctors we've had on have said clearly. I mean, they usually talk about, you know, bird flu mixing with human. Some of the variants having evidence of this. And then they say the maker of the vaccine that the UN has chosen is Baxter, the company we've been railing against, who have told 18 sub-companies in Europe to mix live bird flu with regular vaccine. Thank God they got caught. But then some unnamed companies in mainstream news, London Telegraph, that was paying city workers to give homeless shots and paying them, and the homeless were dying of bird flu. In fact, put that up on screen about the homeless dying of bird flu. I want people to see these mainstream articles who don't believe us. I mean, something stinks here, Steve. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of crazy stuff. I don't know what's coming out of this, but definitely this has got New World Order fingerprints all over it.
Well, absolutely, and for those of you, the people that are biblically inclined, this is the pestilence. This is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I think that people need to understand this. We're being isolated. Alex, I said 5 years ago, the time will come when no trains will run, no planes will fly, no cars, no vehicles, etc. America will become completely isolated. It will be isolated in that we will be cut off, we will be considered the pariah nation of the world. Now, let's get back to Mexico really quick, because I think this is what's going to take down the economy, okay? Our economy, not just Mexico's economy. My sources on the ground in that area are claiming 2,000 dead. 2,000 dead. Now, first of all, I believe nothing that comes out of officialdom. I believe that the CDC is only there to control the disseminate the information. I believe that this is a, if you will, imagine America as the test tube. This is the test case. And so over the years, when you and I would talk about the depopulation of the world, 90%, we got, you know, all the tinfoil hat boys who get together on boards and hoist a few scotches to us. But now, this is something that even strikes the boldest skeptic, because the smallest virus, the smallest bug, the question is, are they testing first on a select confined population, i.e. Mexicans, Hispanics, Latinos, or is this just the fear to make everyone run to the answer, the Hegelian dialectic, by injection, and take the vaccination? I am convinced the vaccination is the execution dose. If you deny or decline to take the vaccination, that's when the camps come in. That's when the martial law comes in, Alex.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I see this? Are you? Of course. Baxter's caught breeding up millions of dosages of vaccine with live bird flu that the scientists in the Czech Republic said would be a perfect way to create a master airborne mutagen with a 90% kill rate with that particular version of bird flu when you can ingest it. If you actually get it, you're in deep trouble. And then they're making all these vaccines. The news won't say where all the vaccine stock went. And then Baxter is chosen out of hundreds of major companies to be the one to make the vaccine for this flu. Oh, man.
This is so insipidly wicked. This is so horrific. I honestly believe, Alex, and I make no bones about this. By the way, my guesstimate on time, based on what I'm sensing in my gut, it's from about Thursday on, things are going to turn totally bad. You know, I caught nothing but crap for putting up the orange alert. People were saying, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And I stand by that alert. I did not put up that alert without a lot of intercessors praying. I sought the Lord. I said, God, I cannot afford to be wrong on this one, not for my sake, but for your people's sake. Now, here's the deal. The situation that's going on right now is absolutely so diabolically wicked that the simple Western mind of well-meaning Americans cannot even embrace the thought of what you just had as a revelation. They cannot embrace it. Therefore, because they reject the knowledge, or, you know, the mainstream will call you and I the tinfoil boys or whatever, you know, the bottom line in all this, and I keep saying that, Alex, cutting to the chase, this is the initiating action. What comes from this point is the death. And
well, take 76. The swine flu wasn't killing anybody. The President Ford orders the whole public to take it. People start taking it and dying en masse, and so they had to pull back. So this has happened before. Man, there's a lot of media fear-mongering going on. We'll break that down when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
All right, your calls are coming up with our guest, Steve Quayle, to the end of the hour, end of the show, and then it starts back over with Dr. Tim Penny from Mexico and Dr. Deagle popping in, Paul Watson from England. You know, I just want to be clear here. State Department Memorandum 200 saying they got to sterilize and reduce the population by half. Biological diversity assessment by the UN 1996 and others saying they want to get rid of 80% of us. The official statements, Dr. Eric Pianca, I just use him because it made national news. Most people heard about him. So it was big news for a few weeks. Said, you know, he wants 90% of us to die with an airborne Ebola. And then he can't wait for everybody to die, and he wants it to be basically engineered. And the FBI even went and visited him. We called for that. When you go to Pianca's site at UT, I haven't checked this in about a year. Google Dr. Eric Pianca, UT, and go, it'll be EDU. It'll be University of Texas site. It's him in druid robes saying he's a druid and that he loves Lucifer. This is on University of Texas site. Now, this guy who is a druid, goes to class as a druid, big beard, biologist, he has all these graduate students that sent us threatening emails and people that, oh, I went to him 10 years ago, he's great. It's them in white lab coats as doctors and biologists in BioShield bioweapons programs. You know, the BioShield program you hear is to fight bioweapons, but they admit it's really a bioweapons program. But the key here is this guy got up and got a standing ovation at St. Edward's here in Austin. It was in the paper, and it was also Texas Academy of Sciences when he was meeting in South Texas. All over the world, he gets standing ovations when he says, kill 90% of us. And his graduate students sent me papers saying, look, Jones, he is a conservative. I believe the humans are a parasite. We did reports on this at PrisonPlanet.com. All humans should be killed. So this is what Prince Philip, Ted Turner, the UN, the Kissingers. So when Steve gets into all of this, they admit they're Luciferians. We, even if you're an atheist, the point is, cold-bloodedly, just from an anthropological, you know, view or studying the elites, you know, if you're studying, you know, I mean, if you wrote a book, The Elites of the World in the Year 2009, you know, published 2020 or whatever, let's, you know, imaginary book, and you were just an anthropologist, sociologist, looking at what the elites really believed, they're a bunch of bloodthirsty killers that want to kill everybody for Gaia. Earth First Battalion and the Pentagon, all of this. And so when Steve talks about all this from his Christian perspective, and I'm a Christian as well, not a mainline fake Christian, regardless, the real data shows that. And so we have to look at this when they're saying swine flu virus may cause global pandemic, United Nations, French news agency, and, you know, U.S. emergency declared. And in fact, I didn't even get to this. It's in my stack of mainstream news where the U.S. government is saying stay indoors in these areas in Texas. Napolitano says the really bad stuff's to come. America's told to wear masks as swine flu spreads around the globe. Remember the media told you that you didn't need masks. It was safe at ground zero. We got on air and said you needed them. Well, the point is you need a nano mask. Just the regular mask may reduce a piece of spit in the air. Somebody sneezes, you know, some mucus that's got the virus in it. So it does help reduce, but it doesn't completely protect you. You need to get nano mask. I worry about folks like my dad, who's a dentist doing bloody procedures every day. But again, it's all hype right now. Why all the fear? Why the gearing up when other flus kill far more than this? Well, it's unseasonable. Didn't come from the East. Is a weird transgenetic mixture. Telltale designer. Came out of Mexico. Not in the flu season. Just all of this is going on. And other countries are acting scared to death of this. Something's going on. And I hope they pull back from whatever they're planning. But, you know, we've given you the first few hours the view that it's a hoax, the view that they're hyping it. But remember who's doing it. They've proven they're capable of anything. Steve Quayle.
First of all, people are emailing me asking me, do I think this is just a distraction? I would say this is part of the entire plan because, Alex, in everyone I've interviewed over 25 years in the world of spooks, kooks, and everything else that comes along the way, and spies, counter-spies, intelligence, military, etc., the central theme you've got is that these entities, okay, that worship Lucifer and hate Jesus, by the way, the idea is that they are going to distract with as many issues as they can to simply overwhelm us. Because, look, if it isn't the money system that everybody's worrying about, gee, how am I going to retire, blah, 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 now they got to worry about this, worry about that. This is all part of the plan to simply overwhelm. This is the shock and awfulness of Lucifer coming at people. Now, this is not in itself to the degree that it's going to cause the 30 million deaths. That's coming. I believe that when you start seeing massive chemtrailing, and I'm talking beyond anything you've ever known, and when the chemtrail residue starts to touch the ground, you better not go outside. You better know the basics of biological warfare preparation. You better be building your immune system. You better have nanoparticle masks, not just the N95s. It's interesting, Alex. We're talking about some of those virulent, deadly things ever conceived. And by the way, how you can tell this is Lucifer and that it's not a natural thing Every single thing that God created in the book of Genesis, he created after its likeness and kind and saw that it's good. The thing that the devil wants to do more than anything is destroy every parameter, every boundary, every act of beautiful, wonderful, godly creation and substitute the Luciferian death-destroying force into that whole equation. So what does that mean to us right now? It means that if Doug McIntosh, the guy that sent me the email, who in my opinion was so far ahead of his time in writing that, you know, people poo-pooed him on the economy. But the deal is, look, if it is a race-specific, biologically engineered, and Alex, when Wouter Bassan, ladies and gentlemen, go Google it on my website, stevequayle.com, when he was arrested, the most powerful, richest people in the world demanded his release. Guess what, Alex? He wrote the book. He was the one that was the breakthrough scientist on race-specific targeted genetic weapons. Now, if that doesn't scare the hell out of everybody, maybe, brother, you and I need to just, you know, hold our breath or something. And if it doesn't provoke them to take action, nothing the DHS says, Department of Human Sacrifice, nothing the official mouthpieces say. Look, even to a certain degree, those people at that level don't understand the higher levels of esoteric murder, okay, or ritual satanic deliverance of the innocents to death. And I can't fault them on that. Obviously, they don't see it. But what they don't understand is once they're done implementing their taking down of, quote, the red list, they get whacked within 30 to 45 days. You brought the United Nations, okay? And that professor, I remember doing a show with you when you brought him up before. What people don't understand, the United Nations has a process. You ready for this, Alex? The name of taking down the Earth's population is called curative process. C-U-R-A-I-T-V-E. The interesting word, is it?
Steve, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to give you. So based on where we're at right now, this is not just a little flash in the pan. This is not the normal vectoring of a pathogenic release. This is simultaneous releases in different parts of the world.
And normally they would have been following it as it was in Asia, moving to Europe here. It just pops up in Mexico. Flus
Absolutely.
Don't do that. I mean, this thing is clearly manufactured. The
Absolutely.
Question is it a false alarm, or is it what Dr. Deagle was saying earlier? What it seems you're saying is a carrier to turn into something worse.
I'm agreeing with Dr. Deagle, but I'm saying that, and I absolutely agree with him, and the thing is that, to my knowledge, when he and I have talked off the record and off the mic, he was intimately and intricately involved in a lot of the machinations of viral weapon development. Saying all that, Alex, the thing that people need to know is what they can do. And I will tell you this, they had better consider the basics. They should really be looking at the fact of looking where the clusters come. Here's how I think it'll be. It'll take place. The martial law implementation will ultimately start in stages, okay? Whether it's Texas border towns or it's the entire border. But as you've said, this border, isn't it strange? We've got the most dangerous, pathogenic, emergency, health emergency declared by Janet Napolitano, and yet the borders still stay wide open. And I think that this Cinco de Mayo, which happens, I think, on May 1st, doesn't it, or is it May 5th? I don't know. During the first 5 days of May, then you get the whole May Day thing. May Day is the time of universal distress. So what I'm saying is, based on the occult symbolism that I'm familiar with, this next coming 5 days to 14 days is going to be absolutely critical. If Mexico...
Yeah, well, that's when they always are launching all sorts of bizarre occult activities, launching the revolution of the Soviets and others is on May Day. It's an occult day. By the way, look at Dr. Eric Pianca's UT page. It's all about DNA sequencing and how he wants to get rid of people. And then you go to his obituary. He has a link on there, official University of Texas Biology Department. And he says, I'm not dead yet. And then he calls himself the Lizard Man and the Snake Man. And then you scroll down, he's in here talking about Lucifer. And then he names his animals Lucifer. And then he's dressed up like a druid in here. I mean, this guy, this is who wants 90% of us at least to die. And he's got his ranch out there. And it says, just absolutely amazing. It used to have him dressed up like a druid on here. We did find another page that has the picture of him I mean, that was on his UT site. It may be on the subpage. I hate to interrupt. Well, you know, regardless, they're going to use all this fear they're hyping, Steve, to get more control over society. We know that they are, doing that and training us that they're the saviors.
Hey, and, Alex, one of the things people need to recognize, why is it that independent / supposedly independent networks always use the same neuro-linguistic programming term? You turn on CBS, it's the same term. You turn on ABC or whatever, you know, MSNBC, whatever you're looking at, Bloomberg, et cetera. It's almost like the scriptwriters. Now, listen, I have talked to psychological operations officers at Northcom. Quote, unquote, there is nothing that hits the media printed, broadcast, or spoken on the radio in the mainstream that they don't monitor on a daily basis and that they don't originate or officiate. In other words, that's why all the news changes. I saw somebody posting something that said the first story is always the
Steve, best. We're losing you. Your phone volume's going up and down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah.
Yep. The situation that the news media always uses the same words, okay? The neuro-linguistic program,
scripted. It's all scripted globally. You can tell you exactly.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is the idea is that this is this is just the carrier wave of the next wave to come. And the next wave to come is going to be very, very deadly and very, very dangerous. But that does not mean that this thing can be dismissed. Listen, these guys test, and retest, okay? By selectively introducing a genetically altered virus and testing it on a specific subject group, they can tell if there's a natural resistance that they didn't anticipate. You see, Alex, 80% death isn't enough. 90% certainly isn't good enough. They want 100% lethal dose or lethal kill ratio.
So this is war gaming, the response, the propaganda, all of it. I agree. That's how they operate. And then you have, look, the final piece is Baxter, the company involved with Bayer, knowingly shipping out HIV and hepatitis to over a million people in the Factor VIII vaccines. That is on record. That is on record, you know, mainstream news. Just Google Factor VIII, folks. It'll blow you away. MSNBC, AP, knowingly. And they just say, oh, we knowingly did it, and they're still in business. Now they get caught mixing live bird flu with the vaccine stocks in Europe, and now the UN chooses them to make the vaccine for that. I mean, how would you trust these people to clean toilets, much less be making the vaccine?
I wouldn't, but remember this. Janet Napolitano declared a health emergency. And remember, Alex, when you and I were beating the drum on them, what was it, the Medical Emergency Health Powers Act or something, MEHPA, M-E-H-P-A? I think everybody better go Google that. And the thing is, I may have a couple of the initials backwards or something, but basically it gives, under a health emergency, this is the prima facie cause for the declaration of martial law. You don't take the vaccine, you go into the camps. I'm telling you, this is...
Steve, you're right. They have always drilled and trained on record that they're going to lock down, do forced inoculations. They've trained the clergy response teams. The first thing is tell the people that's of the Lord to take the shots, go to the camps to turn their guns in. They have drilled the whole martial law architecture, not around fighting Al-Qaeda, but around confiscating guns during a breakdown of society, during forced inoculations. You're absolutely right, and I just hope this isn't the big one.
Well, I believe it's a big one, and you said a powerful statement. These doctors, especially the gentleman you're quoting in the University of Texas, remember this: a doctor is trained with one twist of the scalpel one way to cure, with a twist of the scalpel the other way it kills, and or he or they kill. Look at the greatest mass murders in history, Alex, and besides, of course, the Aztecs and others. But the thing is that they're doctors. Obviously, Dr. Mengele, obviously Dr. Ishii of World War II fame. And it's fascinating. When you even take the higher-ups of Al-Qaeda, they're doctors, they're medical doctors. The point that I'm trying to make here is this, is that you have a group of sinister, sold-out-to-Satan individuals that control the world's financial structure that now have been given the go-ahead to launch the destruction of the planetary population through all and every means.
Well, they're Luciferian witch doctors. It goes back to their original calling, the twin snakes.
Absolutely. And the point that people have to recognize is that if you don't act now, you'll be forced to react later. And I'm getting emails because I put out the red alert, or excuse me, orange alert. And by the way, can I make something clear? When I put out the red alert, and I don't know if you've heard about this, some people, I didn't call it that, but it'd be called the red screen of death. That means that you've got 2 weeks before the hammer falls. Don't dismiss my orange alert. It was right. I'm telling you, this weekend's going to get very, very, problematic. And from that point forward, I can't say that, you know, at what time, because I know the July date for the exercise of bringing in all the NATO troops. And Alex, no one will come clean with how many NATO troops are being brought into the country.
Oh my gosh, I forgot they're having a huge NATO drill in Mexico and Arizona. They're having FEMA drills all over the country set for next month. Four pathogenic releases. I covered that last week when you were on and other shows. I'm starting to put all this is very bizarre coincidence if it's not on purpose.
There are no coincidences, Alex.
Well, in politics,
you and I discuss, there are no coincidences.
Well, certainly not in the world of politics. Like Roosevelt said, if it's something happens, you can know it was planned that way in politics. And you put all of this together, it certainly is a very, very interesting time to be alive. Steve, I want to throw this out now. I have got a meeting I've got to go to in about 15 minutes after the show's over, but I promise to go to about 15 callers. If we give them each 1 minute when we come back, that would be 15 over into overdrive. Will you do a 15 minutes of overdrive with me?
Sure, I'll do whatever you want because it's that important, Alex. Listen, our days are numbered. Let me share this with you. Ladies and gentlemen, the warnings are only in effect until the events take place. When the events are taking place, the warnings cease. That's where I believe we are, Alex. We are now in the last bits of time that the mercy of the God of heaven is granting this nation to actually pleading with this nation through you, me, others that are warning. But the point is the warnings are over. It's now implementation time. They don't get any more time. We are out of time. It's in effect now.
Wow, Steve, I never heard you really talk like this. And just last week you said an orange alert, you know, in the next month they're going to drop the hammer. And I've never seen you do something like that. And then that's why I had you on today. And I'm going from memory, but it was either on your show last Thursday, you know, Thursday before last, or that Monday 8 days ago that you did talk about flu being the issue. So we're going to come back, take calls, go into overdrive. Stay with us.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know about a few final sponsors before we end the main transmission, and we'll go to internet only at prisonplanet.tv. And for the tens of thousands of people listening on the free streams at infowars.com, we are number one on Shoutcast now, basically all the time. Radio, music, talk, number one, period. And all of our streams don't even register on there. We're trying to figure out how to make them all show up. But really exciting, and don't forget that we have free podcast. Go to the Alex Jones Radio Show link at the top of InfoWars.com. There at the top tab by the home and news and multimedia links, Prison Planet Forum links, shop links. You can click on Alex Jones Radio Show and subscribe to the free daily podcast for the 4 hours that served out at the end of the show. We'll go back to Steve at SteveQuayle.com, spelled Q-U-A-Y-L-E, in just a moment, and take calls from the Genesis board. Nathan, Leo, Bill, Dominic, J.D., a few of those guys we need to call our 1-800 number if we don't get to them, so they can at least be on the other phone system where everybody else is holding over there for Steve Quayle. I want to tell you about two sponsors first, though, before we go back to your calls. One of them is Ecola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there. Just a fabulous system with 7 internal filters, a computer system, a great digital readout, 7.5 gallons a day. 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Own your own source of clean drinking water right out of the air. EcolaBlue.com. ECOLOBlue.com. ECOLOBlue.com or 800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. And last but not least, don't forget Max, the Orange Home Gang Gorilla, on Infowars.com. There is a banner link to him at Infowars.com. Let me tell you a little bit about one of the great sponsors. Again, HomeGain, HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Find out how much your house is worth. It's instant. It's free all over the country and North America. They also have a home sale maximizer that tells you the best ways to get basic improvements on your home that are inexpensive that will boost the sale of your home massively. HomeGain.com. Okay, let's take a few calls for Steve Quayle now from the Genesis board. And then I want to give the folks, we probably won't get to Bill, Dominique, and J.D. Only those guys can call this number right now because others are on hold there. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we'll go to you guys when the show ends and goes internet only. 888-201-2244 and everybody else that's holding. But right now, Nathan in New York, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nathan, you're on the air. Okay, he's gone. Let's go to Leo in Missouri. Go ahead, or is it Montana? Leo, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Steve. You guys stole a little bit of my thunder. I'm one of the guys that happens to think this may be real based on that 96 Air Force article that came out saying that 30 million people would be killed by the flu.
And by the way, I dropped the ball on that. I meant to cover that at the start of the show. When we go into overdrive, I'm going to cover that at Infowars.com. Go ahead.
Okay, and then the other reason I think it may be real is all these mass graves that are popping up, they're being dug for a reason. It's not just one of these things where...
And by the way, that's not a rumor. I have the mainstream news articles, and I have the executive orders right here. We're going to cover that, too, when we come back, where they are building mass graves. Then they'll use a straw man grave that isn't real to discredit it. Steve Quayle.
Well, absolutely. The caller is absolutely right. You know, Alex, how much more in our face does it have to be? And my answer to that is probably you have to be on your back with the last bits of life looking up at the dirt they're throwing in on you at the mass grave. This should really make most people infuriated that while we're talking on talk radio today on the 27th of April, the thing is that these people are planning the extinction annihilation of a minimum of 30 million people. By the way, I don't want to make any misconceptions. I believe this is it. I believe this is the match that has been lit.
All right, stay there, Steve. We've been getting all perspectives, and we appreciate yours and respect it. We're going to call you back, Steve, at our phone system right now. We'll be back for everybody else in 1 minute on our phone system at 888-201-2244. We'll continue to cover this at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.